So it's going to be a huge weekend, obviously, with the Easter fair and so much going on over Easter with it. And, of course, it wouldn't be possible to do these sort of things without great support. And one of the major sponsors of the event this year is Fosterville Gold Mine. And we've got Trudy from Fosterville with us this morning. Trudy Jackson, good morning to you and welcome to the Wake Up Call.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
No problem. It must be wonderful, obviously, a local organisation and getting involved in the Easter fair, particularly the fact that we've had to wait that extra couple of years to get to the 150th.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be involved in the 150th Easter fair. We were on board a couple of years ago. Lots of excitement and anticipation. And, yeah, unfortunately, with COVID, it's just been a long wait to finally get there, but it's fantastic to be involved in what is going to be a fabulous event this year.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about the festival per se, tell us a little bit about Fosterville Gold Mine, because I know that you're very much involved through the tennis centre, etc., with the community, which obviously is a very important part of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Fosterville itself and its underground operations have been in operation since 2006. And since that time, I think it's really important to us to be able to give back to the community. So, you know, we have a lot of programs available to community organisations. So we have programs for sponsorship, which people have seen with the Bendigo Tennis Centre. But we also run smaller programs like our community grants. So they've been running for 17 years. And just under $500,000 has been spent or awarded through those programs. And they're really aimed at, you know, really local community groups, small projects and things that we can support. And I think, you know, especially through COVID, you know, it's really important, community groups and the work that they do. And we really value being able to support them in that work.
Yeah, and I guess it is really, I know obviously it's a very large commercial operation, but when you start working in an area like Central Victoria and around Bendigo in particular, there's almost a responsibility too, because we have such a wonderful history of gold in the area, of course, going back to the gold rush of the 1850s.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's something that we feel privileged to be a part of. Being able to be in Central Victoria in this wonderful region that, you know, just offers so much for people and their lifestyles. So we feel fortunate that we're able to be here and be amongst this community. And, yeah, hope to be here for many, many years to come.
Yeah, and obviously over the weekend, a nice big involvement as a premium sponsor. It's just going to be a lot of fun to be involved and see so many people out and about. And the weather is looking fantastic as well at this stage.
Yeah, certainly got the weather spot on. So my recollections of Easter in Bendigo is always that the weather always seems to put on a good show for Easter. It's a fabulous time of year to get out and about. There's always plenty of people and, you know, hopefully we'll have lots of people come down. We're going to have a marquee at the Roslyn Park events and, you know, want to see as many people come along and pop in and say hello to us.
Well, we'll certainly be broadcasting live 8 till midday every day from the Rotunda in Rosie Park. So we'll catch up with you over the weekend. Come along and say good day, Trudy. Make sure you bring coffee, please. But, you know, that'll be fantastic.
Yes, definitely plenty of coffee.
Good girl. Hey, listen, lovely to chat. And thank you to Fosterville for all of the support of the community that you're doing. And here's to a fantastic 150th Bendigo Easter Fair.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And that is just going to be a wonderful old time. There's no question about that. Can't wait for it to start. And Trudy Jackson from Fosterville Goldmine joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.